So maybe before we continue on, Emily, any thoughts in terms of pancreatic neuroendocrine tumors in terms of how you think through the sequence of systemic therapy?
Well, I think it's really on a case-by-case basis, depending on the extent of disease and the symptoms that a patient might have. Certainly, people with functional tumors, octreotide is often used just to help control the hormone-mediated symptoms. Chemotherapy, I think, still has a role. I think we've struggled to define the ideal chemotherapy, but I think somebody with bulky disease that's symptomatic or rapidly growing, there's a role for chemotherapy. And then certainly now we have two new approved targeted agents, everolimus and sunitinib, that both delay progression. At this point, we don't have enough information to really know in which order they should be used. And so I think they're both viewed as viable options, and the choice of the drug depends a lot on the patient's comorbidities, whether they have uncontrolled diabetes, for example, in which case everolimus may be a less ideal choice, or if they have uncontrolled hypertension, sunitinib might be a less ideal choice.
So, Rich, what are your thoughts on this? And in terms of the issue of chemotherapy, what kind of chemotherapy?
Well, I do use chemotherapy certainly in the high-grade tumors right away and generally treat them like a small cell with either a taxane or etoposide and a platinum. On the other end of the spectrum, I agree with Emily that chemotherapy should play a role at some point in many of these patients' managements. You have local therapies, you have the TKIs, and now you also have the option of chemotherapy. There are data from Dana-Farber and from UCSF about using FOLFOX, and I hate to sound like I'm a guy who believes that FOLFOX is the answer to every tumor, but FOLFOX is predictable and relatively well tolerated and does seem to be active in neuroendocrine tumors. It's certainly easier to use than the old regimens from my mentor, Chuck Mortel, with streptozotocin and DTIC. So I think it's more or less replacing those. Irinotecan's also active in some cases, so that's what I tend to use.
So Matt, maybe you can give us more of a feel for how you select the sequence of therapy in pancreatic neuroendocrine tumors and what might be a typical patient you'd start on chemo, which chemo, what might be a patient where you might want to go to a biologic, which biologic?
So again, just to reiterate, I think the data where most of these agents are active are pancreatic neuroendocrine tumors, not necessarily carcinoid, which remains an open question. And in pancreatic neuroendocrine tumors, even if you look at guidelines, you have lots of options. You have everolimus, you have sunitinib, and you have chemotherapy. We really don't know exactly who should get what, but I think as a general rule, we know that the chemotherapy regimens have higher response rates. So if you have a patient who has very bulky disease and symptoms from that bulky disease, trying to shrink that down with a chemotherapy regimen might make sense. In other patients who are perhaps progressing but less symptomatic, obviously we have very good randomized data with the biologics right now, and those might be the place to go.